a labyrinth of dummy companies, accounts hidden under layers of camouflage, an anonymous parking space in that hotel in Akasaka, stringent management of the clientele, control of income and expenses, design of this house. His mind gave birth to all of this. Until now, the system has worked almost perfectly in accordance with his calculations. Of course, it takes a lot of money to support such a system, but money is no problem for us. The important thing is that the women who come to us can feel secure that they will be protected absolutely.
What you're saying is that that security is being undermined.
Yes, unfortunately.
Nutmeg picked up a box of cigarettes and took one out, but held it for a long time between her fingers without lighting it. And to make matters worse, I have this famous politician for a brother-in-law, which only increases the possibility of scandal.
Exactly,
said Nutmeg, curling her lip. So what is Cinnamon's analysis of the situation?
He's not saying anything. Like a big oyster on the bottom of the sea. He's burrowed inside himself and locked the door, and he's doing some serious thinking.
Nutmeg's eyes were fixed on mine. At last, as though recalling that it was there in her hand, she lit her cigarette. Then she said,
I still think about it a lot. About my husband and the way he was killed. Why did they have to murder him? Why did they have to smear the hotel room with blood and tear out his insides and take them away? I can't think of any reason for doing such a thing. My husband was not the kind of person who had to be killed in such an unusual way. But my husband's death is not the only thing. All these inexplicable events that have occurred in my life so far, the intense passion that welled up inside me for fashion design, and the way it disappeared all of a sudden, the way Cinnamon stopped speaking, the way I became swept up in the strange work we do. It's as though they were all ingeniously programmed from the start for the very purpose of bringing me here, where I am today. It's a thought I can't seem to shake off. I feel as if my every move is being controlled by some kind of long arm that's reaching out from somewhere far away, and that my life has been nothing more than a convenient passageway for all these things moving through it.
The faint sounds of Cinnamon's vacuuming came from the next room. He was performing his tasks in his usual concentrated, systematic manner.
Haven't you ever felt that way?
Nutmeg asked me. I don't feel that I've been swept up in anything, I said. I'm here now because it was necessary for me to be here.
So you could blow the magic flute and find Kumiko?
That's right.
You have something you're searching for,
she said, slowly recrossing her green stockinged legs.
And everything has its price.
I remained silent. Then, at last, Nutmeg announced her conclusion.
We've decided not to bring any clients here for a while. It was Cinnamon's decision. Because of the magazine articles and your brother-in-law's appearance on the scene, the signal has changed from yellow to red. Yesterday, we canceled all remaining appointments, beginning with today's.
How long will a while be?
Until Cinnamon can patch the holes in the system, and we can be sure that any crisis has been completely bypassed. Sorry, but we don't want to take any chances, none at all. Cinnamon will come here every day, as he always has, but there will be no more clients.
By the time Cinnamon and Nutmeg left, the morning rain had cleared. Half a dozen sparrows were washing their feathers in a puddle in the driveway. When Cinnamon's Mercedes disappeared and the automatic gate closed, I sat at the window, looking at the cloudy winter sky beyond the tree branches. Nutmeg's words came to mind. Some kind of long arm that's reaching out from somewhere far away. I imagined the arm reaching down from the dark, low-hanging clouds, like an illustration from a sinister picture book.
25. Triangular Ears. Sleigh Bells. I spent the rest of the day reading about Manchukuo. There was no need for me to hurry back home. Thinking I might be late, I had given Mackerel 2 days' worth of dried cat food when I left in the morning. He might not like it much, but at least he wouldn't starve.
This made the thought of dragging myself home that much less appealing. I want